steal you for a second? Welcome to Roses Tell All, a podcast where we talk about everything related to The Bachelor and The Bachelor franchise. I'm Tubes, and with me are my co-hosts, Bachelor Sam.
Hi.
And Bachelor Jen.
Hi. Hello.
It is day 342, and morale is currently low. We are forced to start eating the children and the cats as we are trying to the storm that is Bachelor in Paradise.
It's very hard. I feel I'm not going to make it.
Jen has come down.
Please go on
with
without
the
us.
Consumption. But we are out of bullets with which to
get
out of her misery.
Pour sand down my throat. Let's make
God,
it happen.
Gosh darn the consumption.
So as you can see, we're over paradise.
It's not so paradise-y anymore.
No, it's... I feel like I'm... I just feel like maybe that's where the depression thing is coming from. Like, watching this show.
Oh,
I just feel very down. Sucks the life out of me.
I'm sad.
It's yeah, okay. Because nothing sad. Funny is happening anymore. It's all just a bunch of sad.
A bunch of sad. And even if there was like happiness, it would still be boring, which is so bad of us.
Well, it's
to
like
say,
sad but... happiness because I don't buy a lot of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like every time like John Paul Jones does something nice for Tayshia, like I'm just reminded that like she was cheating on him the entire fucking time. Like as we spoke on a podcast, she was cheating on him.
Wait.
Like
are we saying this?
Yeah,
we said it.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I couldn't remember.
Like I can't watch this show and be like, oh, I feel so nice for John Paul Jones, for good for John Paul Jones. I'm like, she's cheating on him. She like says all this stuff and then goes like hooks up with some other guy. Like, fuck that noise.
The whole time.
The whole time.
Oh, it's awkward.
I wish you weren't so fucking awkward, bud.
John Paul Jones is fucking awkward, bud.
He's super fucking awkward, bud, and I feel really drained right now.
So have you seen the trailer for the new Joker movie?
Oh yeah.
So like that part, like that part
John
where he's
Paul
like,
June?
No. Okay, so that part where he walks down the hall and just like laughs like maniacally and then just stops.
Yes.
So that's what John Paul Jones's laugh sounds like.
It is.
But then there was someone who's like a mental health professional. They were like, yeah, like that laugh that he's practicing, like that's the laugh that sociopaths do to like pretend like they're blending in with everyone else.
Wait.
What?
Do you? Yeah. Like sociopaths, like they practice emotions, but they don't have any.
Oh, yeah. But a sociopath doesn't mean that they're a psychopath.
No.
Let's not get into the.
I still believe that it means that they're narcissistic, which is void of like empathy.
Because you kind of have to be because it comes hand in hand, right?
Correct. I believe. I don't fucking know.
Anyways, let's not get into the Shane Dawson mess. Right? We don't want to be in the same trouble as him.
I just feel like if you were to watch the Joker kiss a girl, that's how John Paul Jones kisses the girls.
Oh no!
Right? Like,
you
very
guys really
dirty.
Think that?
Let's put a smile on my face.
Well, it was okay.
Please leave me.
Imagine if Sam leaves the podcast.
But I say Sam's gone.
Yeah. Anyways, so it's only the two of us now. When I'm jumping all over the place, but at the very end, when Tayshia runs after him and he hugs. Her and she's like, what did she say again? Like, I don't want
so
you to,
sorry.
I'm so sorry. I don't want you to go. And he's like, okay, bye. And it just starts around.
He like picks her up and he like carries her like 5 steps.
And she's like, but I don't want you to. And he's like, okay, so bye. I'll like, I'm just gonna go. So cool. Like, wait, I'm sorry. Something
he's
feels
done.
Weird.
He
had white claws to go smash.
Gotta go smash some white claws.
Hey, don't knock white.
I'm not. I'm saying he just had to go smash them.
He had to go ice his bros.
He's like, where's Connor? I'm going to go ice him.
Yeah.
Where's that Connor? Whole Connor thing was
where's the old
weird.
McDonald's? Connor. I'm going to go rub his muscles.
Oh, as like Connor, so bummed that Dean took his lady away.
Oh, yeah, he was like, so then he I just came here to find love.
I came here to find love and FabFitFun sponsorships on call.
God. Yeah. And then he's like, oh man, like I was totally here for Whitney. Man, it was great.
You sound Whitney. Like somebody off of
what does he sound like?
I feel like it's somebody off of SpongeBob.
SpongeBob. Oh,
I can't.
I don't know. Who cares?
There's like an episode where I swear that.
And then like
someone
he
tell
decides
me.
To leave. But then Whitney totally shows up, and Whitney's like, "Yo,
she's like, I'm here for Connor." What if they talk the same? That would be amazing.
I need them to talk the same. I'm
she's
kind
like,
of
yeah. I'm like, I was be cool to see Connor here, and then she leaves, goes to find
to the conveniently.
I know what sex with Connor is like. Only for his verbal skills. Like,
oh my god!
Like,
yeah, I was just gonna say
over and just bend the bed. I suddenly can't do it.
Come over here and like bend.
I'm Connor.
Oh yeah.
Now you're just going into like a goat or something. You guys are losing it.
We're losing it. It's hard. You do it, Tim. You did it perfect the other
I
day.
I know. Sorry, you guys can't be like me, but.
Oh fuck!
That's not a compliment towards myself though, that I can Connor voice.
I love that energy.
Look at that. That's like that's some. It's a statement.
That's
right
some
there.
That big California energy.
Oh,
right
I want to talk about. Was it last? This week is where it wrapped up on Dean coming back, right?
Yes.
Like it was fine. Okay, when Christina was hugging Kaylin. And she was like, I know we've had our differences, but I can't remember what she said. She said, if things go south, when things go south, you better call me. I'm like, why, bitch? You can, like, she said, if things, maybe. I don't know. But she just said, like, if things go wrong, you better call me or hit me up or something. And I'm like, so you can, like, dance on her grave? Like, no, she's not going to fucking call you.
That's sketchy.
She's sketchy. I'm done with
her. She's so sketchy.
Okay, so
she's like, I need a friendship. I was over her a long time ago, but when she was like, I need a friendship, bro, so don't give it to this girl you like. And then he like, it's like she Stockholm syndromed him. And then he was like, I think I like her. And then she was like, well, bitch, I don't like you. And it's like, what?
Totally.
It was just like, and even when she left, it was like everyone was like, it was very clear that you're supposed to feel bad for Blake, but she tried her fucking hardest to be like, oh, don't feel bad for Blake. Feel bad for me. I'm the one who's gone through all of this problems and shit. And I'm like, bruh. Nobody gives a shit.
I didn't feel an ounce of sadness for
not
her.
One single ounce.
I actually found myself feeling a little bit more sympathetic towards Blake, to be completely.
Me too.
Not, and it wasn't a lot, but I was just like, I feel Blake on this. Like, I don't really feel you.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm not that mad at Balake for any of this, to be honest.
Neither am I. I don't even care.
I'm like, you're fine, Blake.
I don't feel
bad is because I don't think he was really into Christina. I think he just was like, oh, I really fucked up. I gotta fix something.
Or he was like bored and he was like, yeah, let's just do this.
That's true.
You know what else I was triggered by?
Well,
McDonald being like, she's a model. I was like, if he says it one more fucking time, I'm going to drop kick my TV. I think I made the right choice because she's a model. She's a supermodel. I made the right choice because, you know, her body and looks and everything. I'm like, can you just shut up?
I kind of felt bad for him for a bit because, like, it was very obvious that Bree just wanted to, like, bail.
Yeah.
And go on Peter season.
Very obvious.
But also...
Go on Peter season, yes.
Like, if you're Bree, like, this is a pretty easy win. Like, oh, you know, you could go and date this farmer from Iowa who keeps
he's not actually a farmer.
Oh, he's a pharmaceutical salesman, sorry.
Same thing.
Go and date this pharmaceutical salesman. This pharmaceutical.
Get it?
There you go. Mentions his mom every 5 seconds. Or
didn't they say, like, you're talking about your mom again?
I think so.
Sydney said that. Sydney's like, you just brought up your mom again.
Everyone
said
it because he did talk about his mom way too much.
I don't know. Whatever. It was just weird and made me mad. I mean, yeah. I don't think she's like this great being who like is that torn up about a guy picking her for being a supermodel. But why is she really a model? Why do people keep saying she's a supermodel?
She's not a supermodel. She's just a model.
She's just hot. Oh, okay.
Yeah, she's like a. I mean, she models, but she doesn't. She's not like in New York Fashion Week or anything.
Right. Well, I don't think she would be on, no offense to The Bachelor, but I don't think she would be on it.
Yeah, I don't. Yeah, no. Yeah. They're all models, you know?
Well, they really are. So what does that really even
mean? Why male?
Why do you think that they didn't show any of the, like, any of the Haley, Chase, Luke S drama that I know happened?
Because I think I'm going to be 100% honest. I think they just wanted to make it easier to like feel bad, to like dislike
shit
Luke.
On Luke.
Yeah. Like, I feel like if they had dumped on Luke and they'd shown it when no one gave him his rose, it would have looked a lot worse for the show. But I think that because they just showed like that whole weird bit with Chris Harrison, it was just like, haha, Luke, nobody likes Luke. That's what it kind of
like.
But
did you
like.
See what Luke did today?
Oh, yeah.
And
he posted. Yeah.
Yes. That, none of that happened. So
yeah, but that's like.
They voiceovered like, it to fuck yeah, with him. What, like.
Wait, what did they voiceover?
So when Chris said, like, you know, Luke, like, no one would accept Luke's rose. Whatever,
oh, yeah.
It cut away and they just, like, showed the people reacting and Chris, they had Chris Harrison do a voiceover. Like, anyone? Bueller? You know, like that type of shit. But like Luke said, he's like, I'm going to speak up. This didn't happen. She turned it down. I took my losses. I said goodbye and I left. Like, that's what happened.
That's the only time where I was like, you know what? Fuck Chris Harrison. That was messed up.
And they got him to voice that over. That's or maybe they like did like a dirty splice of it, something, and put it together. But it just didn't happen.
And even if it did happen, though, that's still rude and messed up.
It is.
So
when
it's like,
the whole time, Haley and Chase tortured Luke.
So
tortured him.
What was the deal with that?
Luke was like seeing Haley. They didn't show. Like seeing her, talking to her a lot more. And then her and Chase decided to like gang up on him about his tequila brand. And in one of the previews, like you see him like throwing stuff down and like reacting like angry and crying and stuff, and they show like, I just feel like they didn't show any of it, obviously.
No.
I don't get why, because it's not like they have better drama going on, in my opinion.
Right. And it would have been more entertaining to watch that.
I'm like, this is fucking boring.
They really got him, like, I mean, I feel like they like messed with him psychologically on that poor show. Anyways, whatever.
Well,
come on this podcast to talk about it, Luke.
Luke will.
Luke, I'll buy your tequila. I will.
Yeah, we'll get tequila drunk together. And
yeah.
I'll
be like Nick Jonas.
I don't drink tequila, but I might make an exception, but probably not. But maybe.
Tequila, they say, is the only upper alcohol.
And I was so fucking happy, and it's like why I continue to love Normal Garrett. Normal Garrett was like, what they did to Luke was wrong. This is why I fucking turned down that show multiple times. This is how they treat. I'm like, Garrett, yes, your contract's almost up. Let's
Garrett,
do this.
Lay it out on the table.
He didn't go in paradise. So his yes, bitch.
Yes,
bitch. It's time to.
I'm just happy. Garrett's such a sweetheart. What a fucking great guy.
It just goes to show you that the people that you don't see on the show very much are probably that you would actually like hang out with.
Him. Yeah, Luke is like a really nice person.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah.
And they kept saying budget, Nick, and I was like, can you just shut the hell up? They're different people.
I know.
I don't know. I just get so mad about all of this stuff.
You are your own person, Luke Stone.
Luke Stone, you rule.
I don't like bullies.
I don't either. And Haley's a bully and Chase is a bully.
Mm-hmm. Wow, Haley sucks? God, nobody saw that coming. Chase sucks? God, nobody saw that coming.
I think they were nervous the whole time before the show aired. Like, oh my God, we're going to look so bad.
No, because they want to. They thrive on that shit. Fucking
Chase is trashy.
Blonde gun girl.
Chase is like the trashiest, fucking slimiest human being ever.
Yeah, we don't like him.
No, we don't.
We, as a collective.
Yeah, no one likes him.
Nobody likes
him. We don't like bullies. They're like, we hate him. He's
I know. What's wrong with him? Wow. Well, you know what? No one ever said
we like our opinions, but we don't like other people's strong opinions.
Here's the thing, though. We, well, if, what can you do when your opinions are the right ones?
Agreed. I agree with you.
What were you saying, Chase? What too?
Chase can take his dude bro tattoos and go fuck off.
Does he have tattoos?
Yeah.
I try not to look at Chase. It's like the sun. I'm just like, no. This is offensive. I want to go home. I didn't know he had tattoos. That's sad.
Sick burn.
Attack to me.
I'm just kidding, actually. I saw that on your thing.
Yeah, I didn't want them. He wanted them. They did not come home. Don't worry.
I don't want to try them. Because like,
well, like three of my guy friends are like, I want to try Natty Ice now or seltzers now. I'm like, you guys can all drink them together. I won't be doing this.
Okay, here's the deal. If they were around, I would try one.
Sure. I mean, I'm acting like I'm above it, but I'm not. I wouldn't buy them, but if someone offered me one,
I'd be like, yeah, let's see what this is like.
I did Jello shots like 2 weeks ago.
Yeah. You're like, I can't judge. It was terrible.
Have you ever had a vegan Jello shot?
No, I've had a vegan marshmallow.
It's fucking terrible. Anyways.
Yeah. Sometimes you just can't, you know, I just
can't make it happen.
No, and that's okay. They're not meant to be the same.
Yeah, like Luke S. is apparently the vegan Nick Fudge.
The vegan Nick Fudge. Oh, no. So he's better for the environment and healthier? I don't know.
He's sustainable.
Sustainable?
Yeah. Well, I don't know what else happens. Hannah and Dylan. Oh, it was pretty cute.
Yeah.
What were you going to say?
That was that business with Demi and Christian.
Yeah. There was that. I didn't really see anything. Yeah. I was like, touching other people? She's a human.
I don't know. I think
she wasn't doing anything weird. She was just like rubbing someone's back in like a playful way or something. Like, what? I'm confused, honestly, why it's an issue.
I just feel like what Demi did was so much worse, but they made like Demi's problem so much bigger.
Like, I know, yeah.
They devoted like 30-odd minutes or 40-odd minutes to it. And it was like, Demi, you made out with another dude on the beach. What, like, what?
Here's the thing. Demi was in a full relationship with a woman for like a year plus, I believe. I know for a fact she was in a relationship with this woman. The length of time, I believe, a year plus maybe. And so this is like not her first rodeo.
Oh, they make it seem like
in Badgetown. No.
Okay, then why?
Because she sent that girl a text message that was like, "Oh, your new girlfriend, she can't eat pussy. Hell, I can." But you can't hold someone's hand.
Yeah, that's weird.
I'll get drunk and hold my friend's hand. I don't care. Like,
yeah, exactly.
Hold hands.
Hey, holding hands is like, that's like a bridge too far. Like, you can like, you can eat pussy, you can do whatever, but God forbid, hold hands.
Okay, a part of me is like,
eat pussy. Oh, sounds like these rules don't apply to my relationship. I didn't cheat. Wait a second.
You could do what?
You're like, hold on. Here we go.
Hold up.
In
the words of Japan, as we're shoto mate.
Okay. What a weeb. Good. What a freaking weeb.
Yes.
Shoto mate.
Okay. Yeah.
Oh God. Who's gonna be in heaven?
No!
I forgot about all the Pokemon you're gonna catch there.
Yeah. I already hatched a Farfetch today. I want a shiny regional so bad.
I have a Farfetch, but I don't have a shiny.
I don't have a shiny. I hatched one shiny.
You have shiny stuff? What are you talking about?
No, I said I don't have a shiny regional, but I did hatch a shiny Cleffa. I did hatch a shiny Cleffa today.
I don't talk to you anymore, so.
I hatched so many fucking eggs. You have no idea.
I don't like
it. Eggs. Just eggs everywhere.
This is a Pokemon podcast.
This is now a Pokemon podcast.
If you like to add me, it's 052. No,
you just have it memorized.
I don't have. I just give tubes. I'm like, here's his friend code.
No, that's bad.
We'll never. Okay, so the other things that happened.
God.
That aren't Pokemon Go.
They made it sound so much worse in the previews, but like Chris and Katie were like having like some issues.
I know. So I didn't watch it to that part.
My question is like they were like mad at each other, but like okay, she was Why? Like, I don't know if he's gonna give. I don't know if they were mad, but like something.
Why
weird
was she
going
crying
on.
In bed alone?
He was nervous about being with her or something. I don't even know what the argument was. No, I think just like in general, I literally don't know what their problem was. Do you, too? I'm
trying to think.
I don't.
I'm trying to think about this logically, and I'm not age shaming anyone at all because I think that people mature at different rates.
She's 27 and he's 32. It's not a huge age difference.
That's I thought she was a lot younger. Oh. Whoops.
No, because you're like, well, shit.
Well, because I'm like him and we're the same age, and I thought she was like 22 or 20. So I was like, that, you know, maybe it's different for him because there's this age gap.
Yeah.
Never mind. I don't know what's going on.
I have this problem with The Bachelor where, like, when they have problems in their relationship and they say what there are, I literally never know what the actual issue is. Like, I can't understand what they're trying to say.
I'm like, that's your biggest issue?
I just don't get it. And then
is
it my question?
Is they want to sit by you and eat a quesadilla? I'm confused.
I mean, it's
they're
like
on the beach together
24/7.
On the beach 24/7. But then, like, she was like, I don't know if he's going to give me his rose. I don't know what's going on. And I'm like, you're just going to be at the rose ceremony and see if he gives you the rose. You're on a fucking beach together right now. You can talk at any point.
Okay.
You're just not going to talk about it? Like, what is happening?
Okay, so I have two thoughts. First thought.
You're cheating on me?
No.
I'm going to go now.
I have two thoughts.
This is now a cheating
podcast.
I'm on Sam's side.
Oh, shit. Anyway, sorry to interrupt your thoughts. Proceed.
What about my players?
Yeah.
So first thought is I can empathize with Katie because I understand the feeling of feeling like, oh, like being insecure and getting in your own head. I think
I think that
like
not me. Just kidding.
wouldn't catch me.
Yeah.
I think she did really. Everyone here feels seen right now.
We're all seen. Okay. I keep interrupting your good point.
I think she did a good job the first time she kind of let her insecurities get the better of her. Of being like, yeah, like I did that. I think that there is a point at which it stops becoming like you don't get, you can do that, but I feel like.
Like she's testing him over and over again?
Well, she's acknowledging that she's doing something wrong, but she's not really improving. And it's like, you know, acknowledging the problem is the first step to making it better. You don't just like say, oh, I did something stupid, teehee, and then just do it over and over and over again, and it's okay as long as you're like, oh, look at me being like, that just shows you can't like learn and stuff, and that's the problem.
Learning stuff.
Yeah, like this.
Sometimes when I go to the thing in the morning, I'm in the car.
You gotta have a growth mindset. You know, you gotta be like, you gotta want to like improve your life and your choices and shit.
Yeah, you have to live, laugh, love, and she's not.
Wow, Trent. Got him good.
I feel personally attacked.
I think that he's just like, I'm not gonna play these games with you.
Yeah.
What game though? I don't understand what happened. I'm so confused.
Confused too, but I think that he's like, he's probably confused like we are, and he's like, I'm not doing this.
I think that she's insecure and she's being all insecure in his face, and he's just like,
in his face.
Like, I'm not about that lifestyle. She's like, that's not the player lifestyle that I envision.
Instead of behind his back, she's like, here you go.
No, it's straight in his face.
You're in front of your face. That's true. I mask my insecurity really well around my partner.
I mean, I think that it's okay to be like open about your insecurities.
Oh yeah.
But like, it's also important to be like, hey, I'm having these feelings, but also here's how I'm managing them. It's like, it would be like weird if I was like, oh, hey, Sam, I'm just like super insecure about literally everything that's to be able to get through anything. Like, that's just gonna like put something on them, and now Sam's gonna feel like uncomfortable. Like, oh, like, do I have anything to be worried about? Like, what's going on here? So like, the next step of that communication is, I'm insecure, but also I recognize that I'm being insecure, so here's how I'm gonna deal with it. That's like,
or also like, explaining it. Like, you could say, I feel insecure with this situation, and the reason that I do is because of this past event, which has kind of like gotten in my head, and I really want to work on this behavior. Like, something like, acknowledge maybe why you're acting that way.
Yeah, or, I think the same goes for Demi and Christian too.
I feel like Demi's doing a little bit better of a job of like defining the why, because she's saying like, I care too much about what people think.
That's true, I guess.
And I don't want to feel that way, and I do. Like, so at least she's saying like, I've never, because of my parents, I've never been okay with like physical touch, and she is, and I'm insecure about it. So I guess I understand part a little bit more.
Yeah,
she actually explained it.
Yeah, I was gonna say, I get Demi being nervous about being on national TV and doing that when she knows that there are more people who have like crazy opinions that will feel the need to tell them to her. So I guess
that's true. And I think because I come from a family that, so I feel
that like family, I'm like, sorry,
not affectionate like that either. So I'm like, please don't touch me.
Oh,
because yeah, it's foreign. Family. You know, it's weird. I'm like, I don't like this. Don't touch me. I don't know you.
Oh, that's fair.
But maybe, I don't know. I mean, my mom, no. Mm-mm. Anyways, I should have shut that down.
Shut it down, horde.
I was going to say something and that it was going to sound like a diss, and it meant to be a diss. So anyway.
What else happened?
Dylan and Hannah went on that date with the kids' birthday party.
Okay.
He said, my name is Hannah.
Oh, yeah.
My name is Dylan.
Me amo Hannah.
Me amo Dylan.
So stupid.
They're like, no.
They're like, is someone like, going to come get these people? Or
how do you?
Okay. So
I feel better about their relationship now. Not that it really matters. But
so maybe too. Maybe like verbal affirmation is not her love language.
No,
because he's thick. Like being all flowery and language stuff with her, and she's just like, yeah, I love you too, and like maybe that's just like not her bag.
Oh, that's not my bag, so I get it.
But like, it doesn't,
no, that's my, I will over tell people.
Yeah,
but I'm like, don't touch me, but I'm gonna tell you.
but because all we have to go on is the words and like the like physical, like what we see.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it doesn't look good
for her. Like, yeah, she's
it doesn't look like she's into him, but like, but obviously she says the
she
stuff.
Is.
Yeah, it sounds it like, from based on like what I see, it looks like she's saying the words, but her body language like looks otherwise. Maybe she's
my
just
body's
awkward. Like,
telling me no.
Exactly.
Or yes, but I don't know what the song is.
Let's not.
He's a child her. Person. Nope.
Oh my god.
Child person. He is a child person.
No, clearly.
Wait, really?
No, oh my god.
He is a child person.
I can't.
Let's just cut all that out. Get all that out of there.
Sorry. As soon as I said it, I'm like, they didn't hear. And then he repeated it. Damn it.
He's just like, he's a what?
You're like, hi, I live across the street now. I just needed to tell you that I'm a registered child person.
I'm a registered child person.
Stop.
Oh no.
I hate everything.
Oh no.
We all have degrees.
No.
We're terrible.
You know what? You gotta survive in this world somehow.
Hate it all.
Anyway. Hate it for us. Hate it for them.
Continue without me.
Leave me behind. Save yourselves.
So,
okay.
Just take a moment.
It just doesn't feel like she's into him. It's like he's into her. And like, I'm sure there's a lot we're missing, but that's just like the vibe I get.
I think we're just missing stuff. Yeah.
I want to believe. It's like the X-Files.
I want to believe.
I want to believe. I mean, I don't know. She always like hangs on him the same way.
Yeah, so that's what
it's like looking behind him constantly. So maybe she's shy about the cameras. Maybe she feels awkward, so she's like putting her body away from the cameras, but still on him.
Maybe.
Yeah,
because she's like leaning towards him, which is good.
All I know is that after they started like sleeping in the same bed together, or what we saw sleeping in the same bed together, they got way closer.
I wonder why.
He's laying it.
Dylan, we can. Dylan's a plumber. Plumber by trade.
He and Tyler C.
And Mike Johnson too.
Oh yeah.
Weird on Twitter though.
I don't care, Mike. It landed. It worked for.
Look at me like that again, girl.
It worked for Demi Lovato. What a fucking stud.
That's true.
What's with everyone on The Bachelor these days going after?
This season, all the guys are like, we're about to.
Yeah, this is like, I love it.
Connor's with Whitney Franzway. Dylan's with Hannah G. Tyler's with Gigi Hadid. Mike's with Demi Lovato.
Like what the fuck?
This is the
scenario. Luke's with his self in the shower.
Oh, no. I forgot about him.
This is the scenario in which I'm also okay with Mike person. Not The Bachelor, because Mike, like, Mike graduated. Mike got his master's, and he is now, like, he got that high-paying job.
What's their life gonna be like together? When are they going to get married? I'm just kidding.
I want to be invited to
that. I want a breakup album about Mike.
Oh, wait, then they have to break up, though.
But then they get back together, maybe. Who knows? Maybe. We'll see.
I don't want that drama for Mike. I want, like,
a happy, I want it for him. It would be good for him. But then he would be sad again.
She should come out with an album called, like, his The Fourth Woman. And it's dedicated to Mike. Because, you know, he was like, I want
a
woman in my life.
Fourth queen.
Fourth the queen. Fourth woman. The fourth queen.
They can't be queen. It has to be woman. Sorry. Queen is just, it's too sad.
If she comes out with that album, I want money.
Yep. Okay, you said it. When we send this up, it's going to be in the universe. And
Demi Lovato's new album, The Fourth Woman, featuring a child person.
It drops. Stop.
Oh, shit.
I hate it. You know, you can listen to it in your car.
What?
I was quoting Sam. I said, you can listen to it in the car when you're in there.
Going places. Yeah. Guys, this is just a joke about me being bad at storytelling. You're not, literally, that's the whole joke. Don't feel left out. That's literally it.
Oh, it was a good story. I liked it.
Thank you so much.
I liked the Connor thing. I thought did we already really talk about that or no? I guess we didn't. We just made fun of Connor's voice.
Oh, Connor's punching above his
weight class, but you know what? Good for him.
Is he?
Yeah.
Is he?
I think they're just the same.
I think they're on the same level.
Yeah.
Okay.
100% to me. I'm like, yeah.
Samesies.
When he was sitting on that couch and those shorts with the shirt off and everything, and his leg mask, I'm like, damn. Okay.
Connor, we see you.
No, he was looking good. He was looking real good. I'm like, all right.
I felt weird that they were just both there in their swimsuits, not on the fucking beach anymore.
You know what? This whole thing was contrived because he grabbed her thigh.
It was so
weird. They definitely had been talking before.
It was so weird because like they were sitting like a reasonable distance apart and he's like leaning over and like touching her thigh. And I'm like, this is so uncomfortable.
They just technically met. Technically.
No, they've been in the DMs, I'm sure.
They've been in the DMs.
But they're still together. That's great.
Good for them.
They were just at Rachel's wedding together.
Wow.
I know. Because Whitney's, you know, friends with her from the season. Yep. Whitney was the one that you said was a producer's girl.
Yeah, for sure.
Gotcha. She's really sweet and wonderful.
Yeah.
I liked her a lot. I liked hearing her talk. She's what?
So it's still a producer's girl, though.
It's not going to change it, but...
It's not going to change it, but yeah, she's a great person. Sweet girl.
That was, like, the first time I've, like, actually heard her talk.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, I was... when she came down and then they were all like, no, you should go. I'm like, reek of like insecurity. Super. Does that make sense?
Wait, sorry, repeat that. I kept breaking up.
Oh, I apologize. So when she came down and they were like, no, Connor just left. You should go. You should go tell. I felt like it was like reeking of insecurity because she's super hot.
Oh yeah. They're like, yeah, you should leave.
You should leave now, actually.
Go after your man, but just leave.
And then when she said she was leaving, Katie, like, who just met her, jumped and gave. She's like, Chris isn't going to leave me for you. Thank God. Ah. Like, it was weird. I don't know.
That is weird.
So that's all.
I love love.
That's what I watched up to, and then I didn't watch anymore.
It's not love. It's just like they want a date.
What else happened? There's like couples like broke up or some shit like that. Oh, Chase and Angela, I think, broke up.
Oh yeah, I don't know what that was about.
Good.
That wasn't anything. Good. Angela can do way better. Did Haley leave? I'm assuming she had to, right?
I didn't see her leave.
Oh. Who would she be there with then?
Good question.
Because Luke S is gone.
We're so good at this.
We're terrible. Okay, so remaining couples going into the finale. We have Christian and Demi. Clay and Nicole. Hannah and Dylan.
Oh, there is that whole thing where like Nicole was like, okay, this was funny, and this just shows how much Clay sucks now. Nicole was like, yeah, like, have you ever like thought about like moving in together? Like, what is like, what are your thoughts on that? And Clay like, fuck him. He just goes like, yeah, like Angela and I talked about it. Like,
she's like, I meant with me. We talked about it a lot.
Bruh.
He is the
bruh. Bruh.
I just like goes to show you don't know anything about like the people on the show. I feel
how bad they suck.
Yeah.
Agreed.
Who else was there?
I'm so checked out of this season.
I am too. I'm ready for the news. I think
three. There's Demi Christian. There's Hannah Dylan. There's Clay Nicole. I'm honestly like trying to think really hard about any other people, but coming up with nothing.
Just kidding.
It's okay.
That's sad, I feel like, right?
I mean, this is what happens in Paradise, that like once everyone's in like couples, it stops becoming interesting.
Yeah, it's just not fun anymore. We're there for the drama.
Yeah, it's just kind of, I'm over it.
Oh, Chris and Katie. Chris and Katie, they're the ones.
Oh, yeah. That's pretty much how I feel on that. We don't have to go any further.
Yeah.
Love that for us.
Thank God the season's over. It's over tomorrow. It's over next week.
Yep, and they'll announce Peter as a bachelor. It'll be a reunion. So no episode Monday, Tuesday. It'll be the fantasy suites and proposals, and then the reunion Tuesday or the second
slept
hour
together. Though it's mostly about just being alone.
Exactly. Yeah, they've all banged. So with everyone, big orgy. You heard it here first. Love a good rumor.
Come listen to the bachelor. Bachelor Spoils. What is our podcast called again?
Roses _ Tell _. That's it.
For all the assumptions that are not true.
Yep. You hear the lies here first. So
peddlers of quality lies.
I'm just ready for Peter season. I'm ready to get our guesses on and lurk the girls and fucking get dirt on them. I'm pumped for it.
Yeah.
Already got some of the girls. So we'll see. Yeah. What's that?
I dig it. If you feel compelled and you like this podcast.
You feel compelled.
that you did, Sam. Oh, like it was over. Oh.
I was just confused.
I mean, what else are you talking about?
I just love it because
it's like, it's done. Where are we again?
Well, do we have anything else we're not
talking
about?
No,
we don't.
If you feel compelled.
Yeah, if you feel compelled.
Give us, go ahead and follow Jen on Instagram at bachelor.spoilers. That's bachelor.spoilers. What is it, Jen?
Bachelor.spoilers / don't. leave rude comments. I don't know. I don't care. Do it.
They're going to actually enter that in. And why doesn't it exist?
Yeah, I'm going to get complaints. You told me.
That's a rude comment right there. See, that's
I'm going to ban you. Mute you and block you.
We also, the podcast also has an Instagram. It's roses_tell_all. That's what, Sam?
roses_tell_all.
That's what, Jen?
roses_tell_.
I feel like we're part of a cheer group.
Yeah, we are.
So next week, we won't be here.
Yeah.
Right?
I don't know.
Right. Maybe. Yeah,
unlikely. Unlikely.
Unlikely, but they're going to Japan.
We'll be in Japan. Konnichiwa.
They're going to be on Japan's version of The Bachelor.
Yeah, surprise.
I'm very excited for Sam. It's great.
I'll get sent home night one. But you know what? I'll be memorable.
Yep, she's going to get really drunk. So anyways.
Free booze. Okay, it needs to end.
So what I'm going to do in the off time is I'm going to put it out there for you guys if you want to like do some advice show, like whatever. I'm just going to start vetting you and how real you are and make sure you're not a weirdo. And then when they return, we're going to just do some crazy episodes. Why not?
Yeah, I'm we'll excited. Get weird.
Let's shit that we really weird. Like. We're going to have some guests on. Weird. Weird. Let's
get... No, oh, sorry. You missed out. Awkward.
I'm going to fucking go now.
You're like, well, all right, shit. But yeah.
It got weird. Thanks.
Wait, what should they do? What should they do if they want to be on the show?
So I'm going to put it out there. And if you truly want to be on the show, DM me on bachelor.spoilers. And like, it goes to my... like filtered box, so you need to put something in your first line, like don't go on a rant, just be like, hey, I'm interested in being on the show, and then I will check it and we will chat, and if I feel like you're not being a freak show,
then or if we'll you just... are, like,
should they be like,
yeah, you can be a freak show, but like you don't be come on here and like try to troll because we'll edit it.
Yeah, it's not we'll just hang up.
Like, it's not like a live recording, so yeah.
Well, wait, should they say, hey, I want to be on the show in the first line and then paragraph, and then be like, this is my like they should say like what they need advice on.
Yeah.
And then we can like kind of edit that way too.
We'll do it that way. Sounds like a plan.
Sounds good if anybody listened this far.
Yeah, and I'll put it on my stories too. Yay! Stories. It'll be fun.
Yeah.
Okay, yay. So
the worst advice ever.
Take us out, tubes.
Oh, okay, cool. For Bachelor Sam and Bachelor Jen, I'm two
Bachelorette.
We missed the right time.
I'm Tubes. So thanks so much for listening, and we'll see you next time. Bye.
Bye.
Bye.